Harper Audio presents Diabetes for Dummies, 3rd edition by Alan L. Rubin, M.D., read by Brett Barry. Copyright 2008 by Wiley Publishing, Inc. Production and abridgment copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. It is estimated that the current prevalence of diabetes throughout the world is 2.8%. By 2030, that figure is expected to go up to 4.4%. Put another way, there are currently 171 million people with diabetes in the world. By 2030, there will be 366 million, a little more than the current population of the United States. In the United States, the situation is especially dire, because large numbers of children are developing type 2 diabetes, which used to be rare in children. Because the long-term complications of diabetes take 10 to 15 years of poor diabetic control to develop, the United States may soon begin to see a significant population of 25 to 30-year-old people with blindness, kidney failure, and painful nerve disease, not to mention amputations. In a sense, a diagnosis of diabetes is both good news and bad news. It is bad news because you have a disease you'd happily do without. It is good news if you use it to make some changes in your lifestyle that can not only prevent complications, but help you to live a longer and higher quality life. Do you remember what you were doing when you found out that you had diabetes?